An appeal for patience. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
We may not know all the winners of elections for a few days.
White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre, some states can't start counting absentee ballots until Election Day.
It takes time to count all legitimate ballots in a legal and orderly manner. That's how this is supposed to work.
The Justice Department says it's sending monitors to 24 states to ensure compliance with federal voting rights laws, and noting that's been done for decades. The Georgia governor's race is a rematch, and Republican incumbent Brian Kemp is spending the final hours crisscrossing the state.
Governor Kemp stopped in Albany, part of a five-city Election Day Eve tour to rally support. He says he wants to continue the path Georgia is on, saying his opponent, Democrat Stacey Abrams, is tied ideologically to President Biden.
We are working hard to help Georgia families fight through Joe Biden's 40-year high inflation because of disastrous policies in Washington, D.C.
Abrams has repeatedly been critical of Governor Kemp on several issues, most notably his stance on abortion rights.
Fox's Gernal Scott in Atlanta. Georgia Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock also hitting his Republican challenger, Herschel Walker, on abortion.
He demonstrated over and over again a wanton disregard, it seems to me, for women.
A reference to Walker's history of allegations from women, including two claiming he paid for abortions, which he denies. Former President Trump rallies for Republicans in Ohio tonight.
Trump also was the biggest fundraiser for every committee. He did 50 fundraisers for candidates across the country. He has been the MVP of making sure that Republicans get the Senate and the House.
But Republican Party Chair Ronna McDaniel not confirming reports that Trump could announce a new run for president as soon as tonight. The Dow up 425 points at the closing bell. The S&P and the NASDAQ also higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
Floridians are dropping off mail-in ballots in time for Election Day.
Hand-dropped mail-in ballots are still being accepted in Florida.
Well, my son and I live together, and he and I are going to come here today and drop them off.
Dawn Mayer came to an elections office in Brandon outside Tampa. Kelly stopped at the one in Carrollwood, even though she doesn't live near here.
No, I'm just in the area, so this is the closest one to where I was.
David does live close by, but the mail ballots, he says, make him feel unrushed.
I have my own time to fill it out. As long as it takes me to fill out and, you know, check out all the candidates.
In Tampa, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Texas and Florida lead the nation in the combined tally of early in-person and ballot voting. Nationwide, more than 33 million Americans have voted already in the Associated Press count. Subtropical storm Nicole is now expected to become a hurricane over the Bahamas and then hit Florida's east coast Wednesday. Hurricane watches already in effect for the northwestern Bahamas and Florida's Atlantic coast north of Miami to just north of Daytona Beach, as well as inland to Lake Okeechobee. All those political ads could take a toll on mental health.
An American Psychological Association study found that 52% of people nationwide feel election stress is adding significantly to their day-to-day stress.
There really is a tangible difference in the atmosphere right now in the run-up time to an election.
At University of Denver psychologist Dr. Kim Gorgon, she describes how people in the October study say their behavior changed.
Barking at their kids, yelling at coworkers, having a shorter fuse with people in grocery lines.
The doctor says a way to diffuse it is by meditation, mindfulness, and deep breathing. Plus, she recommends limiting exposure to political ads.
Fox's CJ Papa. Recapping an Election Eve rally for Wall Street, the Dow up about 423 points as those numbers settle. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.